Wednesday, 28th of November, the 20th day, make me home, take Wednesday, rock up shop, and easy. Okay, we want to speak about the brach of Shas and Nisim that we make on Hanukkah, make on Purim as well. Of course, we're going to focus a little bit, we're going to focus primarily on Hanukkah and see how it has ramifications for Purim as well, perhaps. But in order to understand the nature of the brach of Shas and Nisim, we have to begin with a sugya nigmar in Shabbos, the sugya of Roen Ner Chanukah, right? The Gemara tells us on Shabbos, Dav Chof Gimel Omer Aleph, Omer Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav Amadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Tzorok Levorech. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Roen Ner Shal Chanukah, Tzorok Levorech. So Rabbi Yirmiya tells me that not only is there a din that someone who lights Chanukah candles has to make a bracha, but also someone who sees Chanukah candles has to make a bracha as well. Omar Rav Yehuda, continues the Gemara, Yom Rishon Horoa Mevorech Shtayim, Umadlik Mevorech Gimel, Mikan Va'elech Madlik Mevorech Shtayim, Horoa Mevorech Achas. So how does it work? First night, someone who lights Hanukkah candles makes three brachas. Of course we all know, right? Lahadlik Ner, Shal Hanukkah, Shal Sinisim, Shechiyano, and Horoa makes two. Shal Sinisim, and Shechiyano, that's the first night. The second night and onwards, the one who lights makes two brachas. Lahadlik and Shas and Nisim, the one who sees just says Shas and Nisim. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Says Rashi on Horoa, what's this whole notion of the one who sees Chanukah candles makes a bracha? Says Rashi, Horoa ha'over b'shuk, v'roa be'echad achatzeros dorek. Right? Tom, you're walking down the street, and you pass a courtyard and you see candles, Chanukah candles, you have to stop and say, Shas and Nisim Lava Yisainu. I mean, it's the first night you even say, Shechiyonu. That's what Rashi says. Umatzasi, continues Rashi, Bishem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Sha'omar Mishem Rabbeinu Yaakov, Delo Huzkuka Bracha Zu, Ela Lami Shalo Hidlik Beveso Adayim, Ola Yoshe Bisfina. So the difficulty over here is, who is this mitzvah for? Right, so everybody knows, everybody lights Chanukah candles. Who's this mitzvah that the Gemara tells us that someone who sees Chanukah candles has to make a bracha? Who does that? So Rashi says, I'll tell you exactly who needs to do that. Says Rashi, this bracha is only for someone that is not yet lit in his house. Ola Yoshe Bisfina, somebody who's sitting in a boat. So, Rashi is telling me something very interesting. So I haven't lit in my house, meaning I'm going to. I'm going to light in my house, says Rashi. Nonetheless, you're walking home, let's say, to light in your house, and you see Chanukah candles in the window, you have to say bracha, Shas and Nisim, Lavasenu, says Rashi. Only Yoshe Besvina, somebody is sitting in a boat, okay, the implication is he himself is not doing the mitzvah, but even if his wife is lighting for him, Rashi doesn't say, he's sitting in a boat and his wife is lighting for him, then he doesn't have to, say bracha. Rashi doesn't say that, sitting in a boat, even though his wife is also being motivated. That's what Rashi seems to hold. So Rashi seems to hold that even though I'm going to light, or someone is being motzi me, I see right now Chanukah candles, I have an opportunity now to say Shas and Nisim on Chanukah candles, I take that opportunity right now and say the bracha. That is Shitas Rashi. The Ran disagrees with Rashi, and the Ran says, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the page is the riff, Umistaber de lo huskaka bracha zu, ela lemish lo hidlik, below Hidliku Allah Visok Beso, Deino Osid the Hadlik Halaila. The Ran is quite clear. This is a special, unique obligation, says the Ran. He covers all bases. He hasn't lit. He's not going to light, and nobody's lighting for him in his house. So this poor fellow has no means of performing the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Says the Ran, to that poor fellow, there's a special halacha, chazal misaken, okay, you're not lighting Chanukah candles, so at least when you see the Chanukah candles, make a bracha, shas, and nisim, labosein. That's how the Ran learns. That's very different than Rashi. That's very, very different from Rashi. So we seem to have a real machlokas here between the Ran and the Rashi, which I would like to elaborate on and explain. First of all, there's a Tosos and Sukkah. Gemara, this din of Hadlaka and Haroah is also brought in the Gemara and Sukkah. And there's a Tosus here on the Gemara, according to the same Gemara, Roah Neshul Chanukah Tzarek Lavarech, Bishar Mitzvahs, Kigon Alula V'Sukkah Lo Tekinu Lavarech Haroah, Ela L'Gabi Ner Chanukah. So Tosus asks a question, simple question. The Gemara here tells me, there's a mitzvah when you see Chanukah candles to say a bracha. Why is there no mitzvah when you see a lulav to make a bracha? Why is there no mitzvah when you see a sukkah to make a bracha? What's the pshat that davka by Chanukah? There's a mitzvah. You see the chetza of the mitzvah. You see a Chanukah light. You see a Chanukah light to make a bracha. Why not sukkah and lulav? So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, he says shum chavivus hanes. Okay, shum chavivus hanes because of the affection, the how much we enjoy, and the mitzvah and the nes aspect. The other mitzvahs, sukkah and lulav, are not have nothing to do with the nes. This is a nes, presume nisa perhaps. So because the chavivus are nes, we have a special halacha that make a bracha when you see ner Chanukah. V'gam mishum sheyesh kama bnei adam she'ein lehem botim ve'ein biyadam lekayim hamitzvah. This is another reason. Just some people don't have a house. And they don't have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says. This answer of Tosfos, which says that they don't have a house, and they don't have an ability to become the mitzvah, this answer puts Tosfos squarely where the shita of the rod. But before, Tosfos could have answered very simple. Why did Tosfos answer? Morgan Abram says this. Why did Tosfos answer? What do you mean? Why don't you make a bracha when you see sukkah and lulav? Why do you only make a bracha when you see Ner Chanukah? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to make a bracha when you see it. Doesn't say that. He says that because so people who don't have an opportunity to perform the mitzvah, there's a secondary mitzvah called the Roah Ner Shel Chanukah, which is exactly like the Ron. That's what the Ron said. The Ron said, if you're not lighting, or if your wife isn't lighting for you, you're not going to light, then and only then is there a mitzvah to make a bracha when you see Ner Chanukah. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying here. That essentially the obligation, Tosfos says, is on the person's house. It's on his bias. You don't have a bias. Okay. Then we have a secondary, we have like a pizuya compensation for you. You can make a bracha when you see Ner Chanukah. That was sort of the pshat according to Tosfos, which seems to be the pshat according to Rashi, according to the Ran as well. Not so Rashi. What's the pshat according to Rashi? Rashi clearly holds that there's two obligations. There's an obligation that I have on my house, on my bias, like Tosfos says, but there's also an obligation on the person himself. There's an obligation on the person when he sees Ner Chanukah, right, to thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle by saying, Sha'as Tenisim Lavo Yisei. So normally, the normal procedure is what? What's the normal procedure? Is I do both mitzvahs at the same time. I go home, I light my Chanukah candles, and I am lighting the Chanukah candle, mitzvah number one, and mitzvah number two. I'm seeing the Chanukah candles at the same time. When I light them, I see them. So in the typical situation, I do both mitzvahs at the same time. It's the mitzvah on my house, I'm lighting in my house, and the mitzvah, the obligation that's on the person himself. Says the Gemara, however, there's a concept, this is I think the way the Ritva explains it, there's a concept called Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvah. We don't pass by mitzvah opportunities. So here I am. I'm going to do the mitzvah in my house. I'm going to take care of the Chovas Habayis. Ooh, but all of a sudden, what do I see? Ner Chanukah staring me in the face as I walk down the street. Says the Gemara, you have to right now take care of the Chovas Haguf. You have to take care of the obligation on each and every individual to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle, for the nes. You have to stop and say, Sha'as Tenisim Lavo Yisei. So in that case, it turns out, I do the mitzvahs not at the same time. I do it out of order, if you will. First, I do the mitzvah on the goof. First, I say Sha'as Tenisim Lavo Yisei when I see Ner Chanukah, and then I'll go home in my house, and I'll take care of the obligation that I have on my house by lighting Chanukah candles in my house. That seems to be Shitas Rashi. Okay, that seems to be the focus there between Rashi and the Ran and Tosfos. Again, according to Rashi, there are two obligations, one on a person's house, and one on the goof of the person, on the person himself. Mashe'en came according to the Ran, and Tosfos says it straight out. The obligation is only on the bias of the person, and Haro and Ner Chanukah, therefore, is a special mitzvah for those people who are unable to perform the Iker mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. We're going to talk about it. Excellent. Excellent Haro. And we will talk about it. It's a show. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara of Aksanoi. Right? There we go. Omer of Sheshis, Aksanoi Chayu B'nei Chanukah. Everybody knows the din. If you're an Aksanoi, if you're a guest, you're lodging in that somebody else's house, the halacha is Yechayu B'nei Chanukah. Aksanoi Chayu B'nei Chanukah. So the Gemara says, you have to Omer Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, Meresh ki havino bei rav, mishtatafno v'priti b'hadi yushpiza. In the beginning, when I would stay by the yeshiva, by my Rebbe's house, so I would do, I'd be mishtate with the pruta, right? That's one of the ways that Sanai can fulfill his obligation. You pay for a part of the oil, give some money, mishtate for pruta, and that's the way I was yote, says Rabbi Zera. However, says Rabbi Zera, Basai the Nesivi Itzisah, after I got married, Amino, Hashta Badai Lotzerichna, become Adliki or Lai go Beisor. He says, now I don't need to because I have my wife lighting for me at home. So this Gemara is L'chayra, a clear-cut raya for the Shita of the Ran and Tosfos. Rabbi Zera says, I don't have to do anything anymore. Now that I have a wife who's lighting for me at home, I don't even have to be mishtate with the pruta and the host of the house where I'm staying. All right, why don't you say, Rabbi Zera, your wife only takes care of the chovas habayis. What about the chovas haguf on you? You have to make a brothel. You see, Ner Chanukah. You see, not that one. You see, not that one. You see, the Rabbi Zera seems to hold, like the Ran and Tosfos, that the Iker obligation, the only obligation, really, is, I'll say the Iker obligation, we said there's a secondary obligation, of course, the Gemara says, the Iker obligation is on a person's house, and therefore he says, once I have my wife lies in the house, I'm finished, I'm potter, I don't have to do anything more than that. Okay, so, the idea of bracha was mentioned. That's a very good ha'ara. And I saw in the Sefer, if you're familiar with the Sefer, Ari Kendon by Rav Shukin, the Ring Shiurim of Yosha Be'er Salvation, the following ha'ara, following very nice ha'ara, which says as follows. There's a Hagos Maimonios. There's a Hagos Maimonios that brings, in the name of the Maharami Rutenberg, brings the name of Maharami. He was a Talmud, of course. Hagos Maimonios is one of the Talmudim of the Maharami Rutenberg. He brings, in the name of the Maharam, that you say the bracha, she'asa nisim labayseinu, and she'achianu after you light. In other words, you say, Mahadlik der shel Chanukah, then you light the Chanukah candles. Then you say, Sha'asa Nisam Rabbeinu Shechianu. That's the way the Maharami Rutenberg said. However, we all know that the Ramah brings down the Halacha. What's our minute? Ramah brings down the Tafrei Shayim Vav. V'yavorech kol habrachos kodem shiyatzi lahadlik. You say all the brachos before you start to light. Right? That's what we do. So he says, Rabbi Salvezik wanted to say that this gufa is a machlokes between the Maharami Rutenberg and the Hagos Maimonios and the Ramah over here. According to the Maharami Rutenberg, what are we doing there? What do you do? You say, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, then you light, then you say, Shasha Nisa. This is the Maharami is holding my Shitas Rashi. Maharami is holding my Shitas Rashi. That there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Hadlaka in my house, and there's a mitzvah of re'iyah on the goof of the person. So he says that typically, the normal way, you do them both, the basachas, you do them both at the same time. So how do you do it the both at the same time? So first you say the bracha. Of course we know all brachas we say over la'asiyas and before you perform the mitzvah. So of course lahadlik you wait, you say lahadlik before you light. You say lahadlik, then you light, then I light. So then when I say shasanis, I'm looking at the Chanukah candle. If I say Shas and Isim before I light, there's no Re'iyah's Ner Chanukah. I don't see the Ner Chanukah yet.
So that the Maharam Rutenberg is holding that the bracha she'asa nisim lavaseinu, like Shitas Rashi, therefore comes out, is the bracha of Re'iyah. That's the whole she'asa nisim lavaseinu. So that even when I'm doing the normal procedure, which is lighting in my house and saying all the brachas together at one time, even then I must light the candle before I say the bracha she'asa nisim lavaseinu, in order that the bracha she'asa nisim lavaseinu should be what its main purpose is, which is a bracha on Re'iyas Ner Chanukah. And that's the way I exempt myself from the two obligations, the chova, the obligation on my bias, I light in my house, then the chovas ha'guv, the thank of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to look at the Ner Chanukah. So I look at the Ner Chanukah, which I've just lit, and then I say this shall say this and love it. The Ramah says no. Ramah says no. Right? So according to the Ramah, the Ramah is coming like the Rana places. There's no special bracha of Re'iyah. It's a bracha of Hadlacha. So that the bracha of She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu is one of the birchas HaMitzvahs of life. It's not a birchas HaMitzvah of lighting. It's a birchas HaMitzvah of piercing of Anais, of thanking God for the miracle. So we have the bracha of L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, which is on the actual Ma'aseh Hadlaka. And then I have She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu. I don't like that. I'm thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the miracle of Ner Chanukah. And then I light. But there's no mitzvah of Re'iyah for the person who's lighting in his house. And therefore the bracha of She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu is a regular birchas mitzvah, which must be done over last Yasan before I perform the mitzvah. And therefore, and of course that's our meaning, therefore, I say the She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu before I light. That, he says, is a machlokes between the Ramah over here and the Hagos Maimonios in the name of the Maharami Rutenberg. Of course, we know that the halacha we hold, this Ramah and halacha we hold like the Ram. And those are Machaber Paskin. Mishlo Hidlik Ve'eno Asid Lahadlik Boso Allah, Levagam Ein Madlikin Olo Besoch Beso. Sharon Erchanik Baruch Shasanisim, etc. So you see the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like the Ran, that the mitzvah of Re'iyas Ner Chanukah is only for that person who's not able to perform the mitzvah in any way whatsoever. His wife is not pottering, he's not going to light, he hasn't lit. That's the only time when you say the bracha of Haroah, have the mitzvah of Haroah Ner Chanukah. Baruch Agav, he brings down that Rav Chaim, what Rav Chaim do? Two interesting things. Number one, he said that whenever he lit, after davening, he would finish, go to shul and daven, and he'd go home and light Chanukah candles. He would always look down and make sure that he wouldn't see any Chanukah candles, so he wouldn't put himself in this suffix of maybe he has to go like Shitas Rashi, right, and say a bracha or she'asa and eat some lava saying before he goes home and lights his own Chanukah candles. That's one thing that he says. And another thing that he said, which is very interesting, I thought, is that after the first night, what he would do was, he would say, L'hadlik Ner Chanukah, and then light, and then say, She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu, and light the rest of the candles. So this way, if the She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu is a bracha for the Chovas Haguf of Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, so he's saying it after he sees the candle. He's lighting the first candle first. But if it's a birchas mitzvah, and therefore should be said before you light the other candles, so at least the other candles, second, third candles, etc., he's being yelled to say those shitas by having it done, by saying the bracha over latsiyos and before he lit the rest of the candle. That's the way that he was miyashev for himself, reconciling as best as possible these two very different shitas. First night, he said she'asa nisim needs him first. In terms of halacha, what? That's an interesting question. I don't know what to do about that. Halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. So we know that we hold like the Ran and Tosfos, but I did see there are situations, there are manifestations of this. Shita of Rashi. What? No, but you light the Shalayim, we light a Shkia. So we light candles before.
No,
No, they do the day, they like to do
that. Probably before this.
They like a mincha. This is what you do. You daven mincha. You light candles and you go home and you light. That's the minute. That's the standard minute. So you have this same issue. The same issue is an expression. Not for now. Steer. There is an expression of this shita of Rashi of the chovas haguf of Re'iya for every individual. There is an expression of that lahalacha. Mishnah Berurah deals with the case. What happens if somebody lights candles, got to make brachas? Didn't make any brachas. You lit the candle, and, I forgot to make the brachas. So lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Nothing you can do. You got to make a bracha. You lit the Chanukiah. You don't make another bracha. But she'asa nisim laveisenu and shechianu says the Mishnah Berurah, you should make the bracha. That he says you should make the bracha. Why? He says it's in the Sharatin on the bottom, the Logora Miroa Ner Chanukah, the Mavorek Vase Brachos Eilu. Right? So in that busy Ebbet case where I forgot to make the brachas and I lit my Chanukah candles already, so the Adlik Ner Shal Chanukah, it's fulfilled already, I missed the bracha. But Shalsa Nisim Lavasenu, since I have those sheets that hold that it's a bracha on the Re'iyah, it's not too late, and it passes the halacha that I can make the bracha of Shalsa Nisim Lavasenu. That's just a halachic expression of the sheet of Rashi, even though the Chatzir we don't hold that way. There's a third sheet of what the bracha of Shas and Nitzim Lavasenu is. So far, what do we have so far? So far we have two sheets. One sheet is that Shas and Nitzim Lavasenu is the Birchas HaMitzvah for the Nase of Chanukah that I say before I light the Chanukah candles. The other sheet that we have is that Shas and Nitzim Lavasenu is a special bracha that is specifically for seeing the Chanukah candles. And then there's a third sheet. What's the third sheet? So the Mishnah Berurah, brings down a case. So we spoke about forgetting to make brachas. So what happens if you forgot to say Shechianu the first night? Let's say you made the brachas, Rahad Lekner, and you made the brachas Shas and Nisim. I saw one of these editions, he brings it as a stira, and he had cotton. I don't think it's a stira. I don't think it's a stira. Let's say the candles are out already. Okay, so let's say I lit the candles, and a half hour later, I remembered I didn't say Shechianu. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, you make it the second night. Right? They asked at the stira, how could you say you make it the second night? And I just told you there's a halacha there. So you lit the candles and you forgot to say the bracha, so you can say still the Shechianu and the Shechianu. That's the stira. The stuff he's talking about, he says, Logar, Re'iyah Narcotic, when the candles are still lit. When they're gone, when they're out already, he says, then you don't say the bracha anymore, you'll say it the second night. Alright? You got the second night, you say it the third night, right? It keeps going. This is the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if you went 8 nights of Chanukah and you kept forgetting to say the Shechianu? And now the 8th night has happened, I lit, I forgot to say Shechianu, the candles are out, what do I do? That's the question. What do I do in a case like that? So says, this is in the Sharatian. Let me say, the absurd the kemo ba'al mekayim alam the zman omer afilu b'shuk the koyal etzem ayon the betzer do adim bazer the koyal etzem azman the chanukah sheb nasibo nisim beniflos. Now that we know there's a halacha, you don't have to say shechianu on with a mitzvah like we typically do it. All right, we typically say shechianu when there's a yontif by tiddush or a kosher yayin, right? But of course, the Gemara in Erevin says you can make it afilu bashuk, even the marketplace. Oh, it's a yontif. I'll say shachianu for the yontif, right? Yom Kippur. What do you do Yom Kippur? You say shachianu for the yontif. Obviously, we can't say alakos. The Gemara has to go in Erevin there. How can you say shachianu with the toast right before? You can't. It's already become yontif. Anyway, we say shachianu, so we say shachianu. So here too, okay, there's no mitzvah. I missed the mitzvah opportunity. So now I'll just say shachianu for the day itself. That's this question. Make it say for the day itself.
El the chachila, some calls man of the hadlaka. This is the chachila. The chazal is talking about hadlaka, but I can do it anyway.
Ukei svarasi nimtza b'meiri, and I found this svara in the meiri. Says the sharetzim. V'zel shono, mi she'ein lo lahadlik, someone who's not lighting. V'ein lo b'makom she'efshar lo lira,
and he's in a place where he can't even see near Hanukkah.
Yesh omrim shemavarech la'atmo she'asa nisim v'shechiyanu b'layla rishona v'shasa nisim b'chol ha'leilos.
V'ha'advarim nirim, says the Meiri, atan nishona. The Meiri is the third shita. The Meiri is she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, me'la she'chiyanu, for sure. But even she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, says the Meiri, is the bracha on the day of Hanukkah itself. So it says the Meiri, if you find yourself in a situation where you're not lighting, not only you're not lighting, there's nobody around you that's lighting, not even seeing an Erech Hanukkah. Nonetheless, says the Meiri, you still say Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu and Shechiyan. But this is the third Shita, that Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu is B'chlal and Mitzvah on the Yom, on the day of Hanukkah. And just like Shechiyanu, we always make it with the Mitzvah of the day, whether it's Kiddush, in our case, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, so too, with Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, in addition to the Baruch of Shechiyanu, Chazal Misakim B'Sha'asa Nisim. But it's Be'etzem and Mitzvah on the day itself. That's the Shita of the Meiri. I just want to add, what about Purim? But Sha'asa Nisim, La'Vaseinu is a bracha that we say on Purim as well. And here there's a whole long Bira Halacha dealing with the case. What if somebody finds himself on Purim and they don't have a Megillah? They don't have a Megillah. They're not able to read the Megillah on Purim. Do you say She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu and She'asiyanu? Anyway, even though I don't have the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah that I'm able to perform, is there any reason whatsoever to say She'asa Nisim? Is it Dafka Bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah? Or can it somehow be recited independent of the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah? So the Bir HaLacha over there in Hilchos Megillah brings this Meiri by Chanukah, and he says, you see from Chanukah that She'asa Nisim is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a bracha on the day. And therefore, L'chorah, there's certainly a strong path to say that if somebody has no Megillah, and it's Purim, they're not going to be able to perform the mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah, there's a reason, nonetheless, to say the bracha of She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu, and certainly Shechiyanu as well. Brings Rabbi Yaakov Emden also holds that way. They should say She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu and Shechiyanu, even without a Megillah. He doesn't want to go so far as paskin halacha l'maisa, but that's what you should do. He leaves it as a terechin, but you see, there's certainly what to talk about. There's certainly a basis. Okay, so just l'sakem, just to summarize what we've done, we've shown that there are three different shitas in what the bracha of She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu is. There's a shita of Rashi who holds that She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu is essentially a bracha on the group of the person to see Ner Chanukah, because there are two separate obligations on the person. There's the Chovas HaBayis and the Chovas HaGuf. And therefore, according to that sheet, one might want to say, therefore, that one should light the candle before he says the She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu, also that he could be seeing the candle when he says She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu. Then the sheet of Ran and Tosis, which is the only obligation, is an obligation on your home. And the She'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu is the birth of a mitzvah meant to be recited before I perform the mitzvah. And the third sheet is the sheet of the Meiri, which is that it's a bracha which is recited for the day itself of Chanukah. It could be that independent of performing the mitzvah, like we said in the situation, we've gone all 8 days, the case is you didn't say Shechiyanu. Or if you didn't say Sha'asa Nisim, or even on that day, each day you say bracha Sha'asa Nisim. Bracha is each day. So it could be that it comes according to the Meiri. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you say, Gavalt, I didn't light Hanukkah candles. I didn't say Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu. Maybe according to me, for the day itself, I could still say bracha Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu.